Welcome to Monday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and rise up to live in the glory of God forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. The opening canticle. I will sing a new hymn to my God. O Lord, you are great and marvellous. You are marvellous in your strength, invincible. Let the whole creation serve you, for you spoke and all things came to be. You sent out your spirit and it formed them. No one can resist your voice. Mountains and seas are stirred to their depths. Rocks melt like wax at your presence. But to those who revere you, you still show mercy. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now proclaim that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron proclaim that his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord proclaim that his mercy endures forever. In my danger I called to the Lord. He answered and set me free. The Lord is on my side, I shall not fear. What can flesh and blood do to me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall see the downfall of my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust the flesh and blood. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put your trust in princes. All the nations surround me, but in the name of the Lord I drove them back. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord I drove them back. They swarmed about me like bees. They blazed like fire among the thorns. In the name of the Lord I drove them back. I was pressed so hard that I almost fell, but the Lord was my helper. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. The sounds of joy and deliverance are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does mighty things. The right hand of the Lord raises up. I shall not die but live, and proclaim the works of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me hard, but he has not given me over to death. Open me the gates of righteousness, and I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter it. I will praise you, for you answered me. and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us, we pray. O Lord, send us prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Guide the festal throng up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Creator, Spirit, Advocate, promised by our Lord Jesus, increase our faith and help us to walk in the light of your presence, to the glory of God the Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Numbers, beginning at chapter 3, verse 5. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Bring the tribe of Levi near and set them before Aaron the priest, so that they may assist him. They shall perform duties for him and for the whole congregation in front of the tent of meeting, doing service at the tabernacle. They shall be in charge of all the furnishings of the tent of meeting and attend to the duties for the Israelites as they do service at the tabernacle. You shall give the Levites to Aaron and his descendants. They are unreservedly given to him from among the Israelites. But you shall make a register of Aaron and his descendants. It is they who shall attend to the priesthood, and any outsider who comes near shall be put to death." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "I hereby accept the Levites from among the Israelites as substitutes for all the firstborn that open the womb among the Israelites. The Levites shall be mine. For all the firstborn are mine. When I killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I consecrated for my own all the firstborn in Israel, both human and animal. They shall be mine. I am the Lord." The second reading is from the first letter to the Corinthians, beginning at chapter 3, verse 18. "Do not deceive yourselves if you think that you are wise in this age. You should become fools so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, 'He catches the wise in their craftiness,' and again, 'The Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile.' So let no one boast about human leaders, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or the present or the future. All belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. Think of us in this way as servants of Christ and stewards of God's mysteries. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. I do not even judge myself. I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in the darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive commendation from God." May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. The Canticle. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. On that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing God's praises, who has triumphed gloriously. Let this be known in all the world. Shout and sing for joy, you that dwell in Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. O God, whose Son Jesus is the Good Shepherd of your people, help us when we hear his voice, to know him who calls us each by name, and to follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God for ever and ever. Amen. God, how great your majesty abounds before us. We thank you for all your generosity. May the peace and blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ be abundant across all nations and countries for evermore. God of grace, hear our prayer. Holy God, divine and merciful, your blessing on your people is loved by all, for which our gratitude knows no end. Grant, we pray, your saving blessing on all those experiencing times of trouble or strife, that they may receive the guidance of wisdom to lead them to a path of safety. God of grace, hear our prayer. Almighty God, hear our prayer to bring about a change throughout the people. We ask for your grace to relay the wisdom to each man and woman, how to coexist in peace, and the will to do the same, to continue to respect one another and teach their offspring to do the same. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord God of all might and mercy, we call on your intervention. The country and people of Ukraine and Israel call out for your help to set them free from their oppressors and to rebuild their country to live a life free from atrocity. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer. The Diocese of Dunedin, the Anglican Church in Aotearoa, New Zealand and Polynesia. The Diocese of Rockhampton, the Anglicare Southern Queensland Children and Families, Morayfield Residential and Foster Kinship Care. St. John's College, UQ. All parishes seeking clergy. All Anglican schools seeking chaplains. All prison ministry chaplaincy teams. All people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service and live this day in love to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. May we rekindle the gift of God within us. Amen.